You are going to listen to a radio interview with a young woman called Rosie, who is talking about the charity event Oxfam Walk. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 8, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello, it's Amy here. Thank you very much for listening. Now, joining me in the studio, I've got a lady from a charity, Oxfam, you've probably heard of it, and her name is Rosie. Hello.
Hiya.
Thank you very much for coming in. So what do you do for Oxfam?
I work as the marketing coordinator. Basically, it's my job to publicise the Cambridge Oxfam Walk, working to get our word out and encourage more walkers to join us.
Okay, so before we go on to the walk then, Oxfam, just tell us a bit about it, when it all started, and obviously it's huge. It's around the whole country,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, the Oxfam Walk actually started 43 years ago. It started in the late 60s. It was organised by volunteers, and the first walk walked from Cambridge to Bishop Stortford. And since then, it's expanded. We now get about over 1,000 walkers every year, and to date we've raised about £1 million.
Wow. Okay. How many people normally get involved?
Each year we have around 1,000 walkers. Depends on the weather, and often the location, but this year we're hoping to make it the biggest yet.
Brilliant. Okay, so where's it all happening and what date?
It's going to be at Milton Country Park, and it's on Sunday, 16th of May. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and it finishes at about 3 in the afternoon.
So what's the route like then?
Well, there's a variety of routes. You can do 3 miles, and that's within the park. And this year it's a bit special because we're going to have some nature walks. If you're a bit more fit and healthy, you can do 26 miles, which is the marathon.
That's a bit
route.
Of a jump from 3 to,
yeah,
26, isn't it?
You can choose in between. There's an 8 mile and a 12 mile. And of course, if you get tired, there's always shortcuts on the way home.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. And so obviously you want people to get involved with this. How many people have you got signed up so far?
I'm not sure of the numbers so far. Uptake at the moment is around the same as most years, which is great considering that we're still getting out of the recession and some people, you know, are a bit worried about giving to charities, but we're actually doing really well. We're hoping to make even more money this year than we did last year.
Okay, how much money did you make last year?
Last year we made just over 30,000.
Wow.
This year we're aiming for 50,000.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, yeah. Good luck for that. There is a bit of an issue that's going on sort of behind the scenes with the actual walk itself. It's not necessarily in danger, but obviously there's a few politics things happening, isn't there?
The Oxfam Walk is entirely run by volunteers. We do have help from Oxfam headquarters, but the planning, the marketing, and all the people that help on the day, all unpaid volunteers. And our chairman, who has worked really hard on the walk for many years, is going to retire from his position. So we're looking for a new chairman. Unfortunately, there's no one within the team that can take on the role. So we're asking someone to come forward who is just willing to work. We're a great team, and we're looking for someone to give up a couple of hours a week. If you do want more information, you can contact our current chairman. His name is Simon Watkins and his phone number is 01223 526 157.
Okay, if people want to know more about the actual walk itself and want to get involved, who do they need to contact?
If you go on the Oxfam website, we've got our own webpage for the walk and it's got all the information on previous walks. The web address is www.oxfam.org.uk/walk.
Are you doing the walk yourself?
I will actually be working on the day of the walk.
Excuses.
If I can find the time, I'd like to do the 15 mile.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think I could do the 20. 6.
Give it a go, though.
Yeah, maybe one day, maybe next year.
If I did it, I probably wouldn't be able to get past the 3 miles, if I'm honest, because I don't do that much exercise. But, you know, good luck to anyone who's taking part. And obviously, we've got your details here at Star Radio. Yo, hello, it's Amy here. Thank you very much for listening. Now, joining me in the studio, I've got a lady from a charity, Oxfam, you've probably heard of it, and her name is Rosie. Hello.
Hiya.
Thank you very much for coming in. So what do you do for Oxfam?
I work as the marketing coordinator. Basically, it's my job to publicise the Cambridge Oxfam Walk, working to get our word out and encourage more walkers to join us.
Okay, so before we go on to the walk then, Oxfam, just tell us a bit about it, when it all started, and obviously it's huge, it's around the whole country,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, the Oxfam Walk actually started 43 years ago. It started in the late 60s. It was organised by volunteers, and the first walk walked from Cambridge to Bishop Stortford. And since then, it's expanded. We now get about over 1,000 walkers every year, and to date we've raised about £1 million.
Wow. Okay. How many people normally get involved?
Each year we have around 1,000 walkers. Depends on the weather, and often the location, but this year we're hoping to make it the biggest yet.
Brilliant. Okay, so where's it all happening and what date?
It's going to be at Milton Country Park, and it's on Sunday, 16th of May. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and it finishes at about 3 in the afternoon.
So what's the route like then?
Well, there's a variety of routes. You can do 3 miles, and that's within the park. And this year it's a bit special because we're going to have some nature walks. If you're a bit more fit and healthy, you can do 26 miles, which is the marathon.
That's a bit
route.
Of a jump from 3 to yeah. 26, isn't it?
You can choose in between. There's an 8 mile and a 12 mile. And of course, if you get tired, there's always shortcuts on the way home.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. And so obviously you want people to get involved with this. How many people have you got signed up so far?
I'm not sure of the numbers so far. Uptake at the moment is around the same as most years, which is great considering that we're still getting out of the recession and some people, you know, are a bit worried about giving to charities, but we're actually doing really well. We're hoping to make even more money this year than we did last year.
Okay, how much money did you make last year?
Last year we made just over 30,000.
Wow.
This year we're aiming for 50,000.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, yeah. Good luck for that. There is a bit of an issue that's going on sort of behind the scenes with the actual walk itself. It's not necessarily in danger, but obviously there's a few politics things happening, isn't there?
The Oxfam Walk is entirely run by volunteers. We do have help from Oxfam headquarters, but the planning, the marketing, and all the people that help on the day, all unpaid volunteers. And our chairman, who has worked really hard on the walk for many years, is going to retire from his position. So we're looking for a new chairman. Unfortunately, there's no one within the team that can take on the role. So we're asking someone to come forward who is just willing to work. We're a great team, and we're looking for someone to give up a couple of hours a week. If you do want more information, you can contact our current chairman. His name is Simon Watkins, and his phone number is 01223 526 157.
Okay, if people want to know more about the actual walk itself and want to get involved, who do they need to contact?
If you go on the Oxfam website, we've got our own webpage for the walk, and it's got all the information on previous walks. The web address is www.oxfam.org.uk/walk.
Are you doing the walk yourself?
I will actually be working on the day of the walk.
Excuses.
If I can find the time, I'd like to do the 15 mile.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think I could do the 26.
Give it a go, though.
Yeah, maybe one day, maybe next year.
If I did it, I probably wouldn't be able to get past the 3 miles, if I'm honest, because yeah. I don't do that much exercise. But, you know, good luck to anyone who's taking part. And obviously, we've got your details here at Star Radio.